Up next on The Blueprint, Canada's Conservative podcast, I'll have two very special guests, the Member of Parliament for Durham, the Honourable Erin O'Toole, and Markham Unionville's MP, Bob Saroy. We're going to talk about how Justin Trudeau is failing Canadians on the international stage.
You're listening to The Blueprint, Canada's Conservative podcast.
Is the Prime Minister actually saying that taxpayers should be on the hook when he breaks the law?
What is it going to take for the Prime Minister to have any respect for any laws in this country that may curb his out-of-control behavior?
All these deficits leading to nothing but burying Canadians in taxes.
Welcome to The Blueprint, Canada's Conservative podcast. I'm your host, Tony Clement, Member of Parliament, and we've got a show of international proportions today as we discuss Justin Trudeau's failure for Canadians, on behalf of Canadians, protecting Canadians on the international stage. And with me to discuss the India debacle, we've got two members of Parliament, the Honourable Erin O'Toole, the Member of Parliament for Durham, and Bob Saroya, the Member of Parliament for Markham Unionville. Welcome, gentlemen, to the show.
Great to be here.
Well, let's get to, I know there's been a lot of funny memes and lots of shared social media on some of the costume changes or the clothing changes of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, but there are actually are some serious issues here that have affected Canada's standing bilaterally with Canada-India and also multilaterally, I would suggest to you, in terms of our standing on the international stage. So why don't you, I'm going to go to Erin O'Toole first, just to lay the picture of what exactly happened on this trip with respect to Jaspal Atwal and the impact of this on the relations between Canada and India.
You said it, Tony. This was really an unparalleled state visit by Justin Trudeau, but unparalleled in a bad way. Beyond the dancing on stage and the photo ops in a variety of designer garbs and poses, flying in a celebrity chef from Canada to cook for your delegation, beyond all that, there was probably the most significant security breach in Canadian diplomatic history when the Liberal government of Canada and Justin Trudeau leading the delegation takes responsibility, invited a formerly convicted attempted murderer, a former assassin, a Canadian, Jaspal Atwal, who was convicted for attempting to murder an Indian politician on Canadian soil. It's unbelievable, really, but he was invited to attend some of the Prime Minister's events. The story was broken by Candace Malcolm and then a number of great journalists. And then the Prime Minister just went into blame mode. He blamed the MP from Surrey Centre. He blamed the High Commissioner in India. He blamed India itself now. They trotted it.
That was the host country.
That's right. You know,
blame for the invitation by the PMO to the High Commission dinner.
In the last few days in the House, we've heard the Prime Minister say the MP from Surrey Centre has apologized and takes full responsibility for inviting Mr. Atwal. We also heard the Prime Minister said he believes the National Security Advisor who suggested India was behind the Atwal affair. So which is it, Prime Minister? It can't be both, right? So it's been terrible because Canada isn't always followed on the world stage. We've seen that. But when we're ridiculed around the developed world in Southeast Asia, our allies, our friends laughing at Canada, that's not good for country. And that's when the Prime Minister has embarrassed all Canadians.
And basically the bilateral relationship between the world's largest democracy, India, and Canada has got to be at one of the lowest ebbs ever.
Absolutely. Well, Tony, you know you were in the Harper cabinet much longer than I was. We had a real success with India. We doubled bilateral trade under the Harper government. We signed great cooperative and collaborative agreements on everything from education to nuclear technology and employment from that. We had great partnerships.
There was a great personal rapport between the former Prime Minister Harper and Prime Minister Modi. There's no question about that.
Absolutely. And, you know, business increased, trade, diplomatic ties, military to military. It was great. All that's been squandered with one trip that clearly Justin Trudeau premised upon domestic politics. He led his caucus and his cabinet direct this trip, invite people, including a former convicted assassin. And now Canada is, we should be worried about that $8 billion worth of two-way trade that the Conservatives helped establish. I think it's all at risk now.
I'm going to jump to MP Bob Saroy. He's been chomping at the bit to be part of this conversation. And Bob, you know, you have a great deal of insight on Canada-India relations and the internal politics and some of the impacts of this. I want you to tell the story and tell us about what the media impact has been in India and in Canada on this kind of story.
Absolutely. I need it all night long, but let's start maybe with his trip to India. Indian media, which I watch all night long, all evening long, what they're saying, the headlines out there. The first of all, they're saying it was a state visit, but it was not a state visit. It was his vacation, a lavish vacation, flying chef from Vancouver to New Delhi and Mumbai. It probably cost $20,000 for us to do it. But meantime, we have 100,000 more chefs, probably better than this chef. So it was a lavish vacation. Let's talk about Jaspal Atpal. This is his real name. Prime Minister Trudeau called him Jazz. Mm-hmm. Prime Minister Trudeau has met many, many, many times. Prime Minister Trudeau sat, I understand, rode in his Hummer in BC. So the Jazz or Jaspal, whatever we want to call him, so he raised a ton of money for the Prime Minister Harper. It's all about raising...
For Trudeau, yes.
For Trudeau, absolutely. This is what it is, raising money. It doesn't care if it's a murderer, assassin, or whatever. It's money count and the vote count at the end of the day.
So what you're hearing is this was not a mistake invitation to Atwell.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Originally, the Surrey Centre, Mr. Saroy, took the responsibility. Indian Punjabi community think he took the blame only to save Prime Minister's face. But I heard over and over on the Punjabi radio program that he took, fall, I guess?
And look, you know, building on what Bob said, Tony, the Indian government, it was reported by CTV, the Indian government asked to have the guest list because in particular the hotel one of the events for the Prime Minister was being held at had been the location for a terrible terror attack a number of years ago where a Canadian was killed. So the Indian government wanted to collaborate on security with the Canadians. The Prime Minister's office wouldn't share the list. So to me, that suggests they didn't want India to see who they were inviting. The irony now that the Prime Minister Trudeau is in blaming India when they wouldn't even work with India on security is atrocious.
Let me, Bob, you carry on, and then I'm going to ask Aaron a question, a wider question on international relations.
I was speaking to a Consul General of India in Toronto. He said, Bob, we have better things to do. We are busy. We have the largest democracy in the world.
So they're not busy creating a conspiracy with a Canadian assassin?
Absolutely not. This is their own fault. They took Jazz or Jaspal Atwal to India. Now they're looking for a way out. Now they're trying to say, first the Surrey Centre, Saroy took the fall. Now they're trying to save him. As per I was saying earlier today, the Punjabi media is saying it's simply Saroy MP from Surrey Centre. He took responsibility to save Prime Minister's face.
Let me add one more thing, Tony. I think we were all amazed in the House today when our colleague Jim Oglinski from Alberta stood.
That was a very dramatic moment. I don't want to cut you off, but it was very dramatic.
30 years ago, he was one of the first RCMP officers on scene after this attempted assassination. Mr. Atwal was convicted of it, so I can say he was one of the assassins. And Jim helped the Indian politician to the ambulance, saw the scene, will never forget it. And he put a human face on this today for the House, and yet the Prime Minister stood up and gave one of his talking point responses. I thought it was very disrespectful, and it showed that Conservative MPs bring real experience to the House, and today we saw that with Jim.
Mr. Speaker, in 1986, I was one of the first officers on the scene of the shooting on Indian Minister Sidhu. I helped him and his wife into the ambulance. It's a day I will never forget. Jaspal Atwell was convicted of attempted murder in that shooting. The victims of terrorism, they have names, they have faces, and they have families. To the Prime Minister, why would he ever meet with Jaspal Atwell?
And then you asked a couple of questions of the Prime Minister to try to get an idea about what exactly was he telling Canadians. Is it the fellow Liberal MP's fault? Is it the fault of the Indian government? And we really didn't get an answer, did we?
No. How can it be solely the responsibility for the MP from Surrey Centre, who he said in the House apologized and takes full responsibility, and then at the same time, how can the Prime Minister support this wild conspiracy theory by his own National Security Advisor, which many people feel the Prime Minister's office is forced to put out to do damage control on their visit? At the same time, India's comment has been these claims are baseless and irresponsible. The Prime Minister is trying to have it both ways, and he needs to be straight with Canadians.
Let's widen this just for a second, because you're our Foreign Affairs Shadow Minister, Aaron O'Toole, MP from Durham, and you've seen this kind of movie a couple of times now. Prime Minister goes to China, it's a debacle. Prime Minister goes to Vietnam, is there to negotiate and sign on to the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement, doesn't sign on, and alienates...
Doesn't show up,
and alienates Japan... one of our great allies, and Australia, one of our great allies. It's hard to think of another situation where a Canadian Prime Minister has angered two allies like Japan and Australia, but the Prime Minister did it just by not showing up somewhere where he promised to show up. So tell us about the wider implications of some of this.
Well, look, our allies are scratching their head with the Trudeau government. Not only do they not understand, their so-called progressive trade agenda and their grandstanding on the world stage, they actually feel disrespected. You nailed it, Tony. In the last 5 months alone, the Prime Minister stood up 10 world leaders in Vietnam at the leaders round meetings when he didn't even show up. I've never seen countries like, as you said, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, some of our close allies, I've never seen them so upset with Canada. A month or so later, he goes to China. The Liberals preposition that he's going to come back with a big free trade announcement of some sort. We all know how he admires the basic dictatorship in China and has green-lighted a number of sales of Canadian companies to China. So there was a sense he was trying to rush towards a big announceable, and the Chinese wouldn't even let his photographer take photos. He was basically smacked down on that trip, and now India. In amidst all of this, Tony, was his ethics violation. So we have a Prime Minister who, within 2 years, was under investigation by two officers of Parliament at home, and virtually every trip abroad has been a disaster. I say, if we want to improve relations with a country, don't send the Prime Minister.
No, it sounds like it. Bob, a comment on Canada-India relations. Where are they now, and where do you see them going?
Absolutely. Let's talk about the story about Jaspal Atwal. It was 1986 when the provincial minister was visiting in BC. He came for his nephew's wedding. This is where he was shot by three people. In 1988, Jaspal was convicted and was sentenced for 20 years. 5 years later, Jaspal asked for a parole. So when he went to the parole board said, give us the state goods because we don't believe you. Finally, he told the parole board it was him shot twice to the Indian minister. He took the responsibility shooting himself. So this is the person in question here, right? How could this prime minister take him with Jaspal to India when their own provincial minister was shot? Let's talk about the relations. You are accusing a host nation something they didn't do. You are accusing something just to save your own skin. You're doing something because you did not achieve anything. when he went to India, he came with the two things in mind, cultural exchange and business opportunities. Cultural exchange, nothing happened. It was his lavish vacation, going to the Taj Mahal, go to the Golden Temple, go to one of the Hindu temple in Gujarat, and Jama Masjid in New Delhi. All he was doing this thing, it was absolutely nothing to show. When I talked with the business deal, there was not a single deal was there. He talked with $1 billion $1 billion deal between Canada and India. In this, India will invest $250 million, and Canada will invest $750 million.
So this is a key point. They at one point, one of their talking points, the Liberal government was, well, we got $1 billion worth of trade. Now, first of all, India is a $2 trillion economy, so $1 billion is literally a drop in the bucket. Secondly, most of it was Canadian investment in India. It wasn't Indian investment in Canada.
What, Tony? That's not the end of it. There is no deadline on it. It could happen this decade, or could happen next decade. So it is absolutely open-ended thing here. No business deals, I can tell you. It'll be interesting to see if anything will really get signed, if there is any jobs will be created.
Bob nails it. You know, Tony, my early criticism of the trip was the prime minister was going for a week. He was taking a large delegation from his caucus, from his cabinet. Some special guests, clearly like Mr. Atwal, were attending as well. But if you looked at it, the prime minister only had half a day of formal business with the Indian government. Half a day. So as Bob said, it was a tourism sightseeing trip. It was. He saw a lot of sights in that week, and then after week, the Indians had certainly seen enough of our prime minister.
Well, and this is one of the things that was part of the commentary in the Indian media was what, and you nailed this, Bob Soraya, MP, that this would seem to be more of a narcissistic vacation of the prime minister rather than a real serious attempt at improving Canada-India relations.
Tony, we talk about respect. When Prime Minister Modi visited Canada, I think it was in 2015 when he visited here. They traveled together, Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister Harper. They flew together in one plane. There was the respect. There was a bear hug. When Prime Minister Trudeau goes to India, so Prime Minister Modi meet him day seven,
right.
Day number seven. Guess, let's compare it with something. Yesterday, King Abdullah went to India. Guess who was at the airport? Prime Minister Modi.
This is the King of Jordan?
King of Jordan. Yeah. Guess what? It's a bear hug.
So when the minute he steps foot on Indian soil, the King of Jordan, he's met by Prime Minister Modi.
Prime Minister Modi on the red carpet.
Met by the junior parliamentary secretary of agriculture.
Absolutely. If I can tell you, how do the people receive him in India? I'm going to read you this tweet from Omar Abdullah, who is a previous, we call it chief minister in Canada, called premier. He wrote, is it just me, or is this a choreographed cuteness all just a bit much now? ? Also, FYI, we Indians do not dress like this every day, sir. Not even in Bollywood. Then he said, let's watch the pictures. The pictures, the Indian gestures. When you overdo anything, it no longer is.
It was over the top.
And in a sense, undercut. I mean, if he was trying to show cultural sensitivity, he actually showed the exact opposite of cultural sensitivity.
Absolutely.
So that's the smoldering ruins of Canada-India relations at this point. I dare say it probably hasn't been this bad since the 70s. And this is a major force, a regional power that is gaining respect and certainly activity in the Indian subcontinent and beyond. It is an important player vis-a-vis China, vis-a-vis Pakistan, some of the more dangerous areas of the world. You need a united Indian government. And this is the issue. Canada is not going to be taken seriously.
Over 1 billion people, we could do business. Indian government and the Indian people loves Canada. They will bend back but to work with us. Not now, not today. And we want to make sure Andrew Scheer get in 2019, and we can have a fresh start.
Well, and we should make this point that Andrew Scheer in the House today, and indeed yesterday, was very strong on these points, that this was no way to treat an ally. This was no way to blame them for something that was wrong in your house, and that Prime Minister Trudeau was wrong in doing that. And I think he was extremely forceful, and rightly so, because he, as the leader of Canada's Conservatives, understands the importance of these bilateral relationships. And he also understands that this is something that other countries are looking at. And when they see Canada messing up so poorly, it actually hurts our relationships with other countries as well. Aaron O'Toole, as Foreign Affairs Shadow Minister, do you see it that way too?
Absolutely. Andrew Scheer gets it. You know, he's already talked about re-engagement and increasing engagement with the UK following Brexit. He knows that India is our Commonwealth partner, as we've said in this podcast, the world's largest democracy. Canada's future involves India. It's a major world player today, and the diaspora communities across Canada give us natural business opportunities to increase trade. We doubled two-way trade under the Conservatives. Now I worry about it falling apart. And your point, Tony, to leave it this way, you know, we've been embarrassed in a way that we haven't been since Justin Trudeau's father, Pierre, did a pirouette behind the Queen, because it's always about the Trudeaus.
Right,
it's
right.
Not about Canada. And I think Canadians are starting to see that. We saw that from the Ethics Commissioner investigation. We've seen that on every trip abroad. We've seen that with the Hollywood schmoozing in Davos and elsewhere. It's always about Justin, where with Andrew Scheer, it's always about Canadian families.
I think we should definitely end with that very strong statement. Aaron O'Toole, Member of Parliament, thank you for being on The Blueprint. Bob Soroya, thank you for your return to The Blueprint. It's great to have both of you gentlemen on. Thank you for listening to The Blueprint, Canada's Conservative podcast. We'll be back soon with another excellent podcast as we continue our consideration of public affairs from a Conservative point of view. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to The Blueprint, Canada's Conservative podcast. To find more episodes, interviews, and in-depth discussions of politics in Canada, search for The Blueprint on iTunes or visit podcast.conservative.ca.